last weekend, dear.
Okay, this session is what's going on among members of our group so that you know what is happening with us. Karen and Stephen took a weekend and went on vacation. Tell us about it.
Come on, dear. Get up a voice. Where did we go? You went looking
went
for
to Pinecrest. I went to Point Arena. We went around.
Good show. Pinecrest was a one-day trip. Point Arena was a two-day trip. Now, what did you do there?
At Pinecrest, Stephen was looking for a Boy Scout camp place that he went to when he was like 12 or 13. He was looking for the first pines, second pines, and so on, up to seven pines. And he thought that it was up near Pinecrest Lake. We went up there and discovered that it was a very pretty area in spite of the fact that the lake was half down from its normal volume, but that it was definitely not where he had spent his time camping as a 12 or 13-year-old. However, I did get some nice pictures of the area that Bruce and I thought about going up into when we were teenagers, going up to Burst Rock, Toe Jam Lake, and into the Emigrant National Wilderness. So we've got some pictures that are going up into that area, going up to Burst Rock. So I'm hoping that Stephen and I will at least get up to Burst Rock sometime.
Okay.
Then on, yes, and Stephen was very happily throwing snowballs at me. All of two of them, I've got to give him credit. And we walked down underneath the high water mark at the northeast end of the lake. So that was Pinecrest. Then on Sunday, we went north to Point Arena, and we stayed at a place called Wharf Masters Inn.
You might tell them where Point Arena is.
It's up near Fort Ross.
Okay, Northern California on the coast.
Yeah.
Mendocino County.
Mendocino County. If you think of Murder, She Wrote, that area. So anyway, we saw the lighthouse up there. We didn't try to go in, although we could have if we wanted to. And we took pictures of the ocean. We had a very nice, stayed at the Wharf Masters Inn, very nice little place. Had a jacuzzi in the as a bathtub. Had a fireplace, which we used to dry out Stephen's sweatshirt, which accidentally got soaked by one of his water bottles that leaked all over the place. And on Monday morning, we went horseback riding. That was my first time on a horse, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But at 6 o'clock that night, I discovered that I couldn't sit down any longer.